Episode 78, The Art of Fitness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies! Oh, yes, it is another day, and you are here, and you have made my day. Thank you for putting a smile on my face, a sparkle in my eye, because you truly are that. You are my diamond, and I'm so glad that you're here, that you're taking time out, number one, for you to rejuvenate and to rediscover and really to renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. It gives you that just kind of breathe, you know, that breath of like, I can do this. I'm going to go on. I'm so glad you're here. And for those of you who are brand new, welcome, welcome. We have a really great community here and it is growing. We're small, but we are growing. And please feel free to reach out. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're wanting to hear about. I really try to dig deep and think, okay, this is where I'm at, or this is where I've been, or what I've done. And I really try to give you a taste of true, real life with, you know, real living, real results. Okay, that's what we focus on here. Our main objective together is the KISS, to keep it simple strategy. That is it, the keep it simple strategy. All right. We are all busy. Remember, our new hello is busy, and we need to sometimes take a step back. And so today we're going to kind of go back in time, and we are going to talk about the art of fitness. But first off, before we jump into that, I just want to say thank you to all the newbies that are on here, and thank you for the ones who have been here from even the very beginning, from the launch. It's awesome. We are hitting milestones, and without you, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you so much for trusting me with your time, because your time is precious, because you are precious to me. So taking time for that, it really truly is an honor, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, enough about, well, me, and it's not really about me because it's all about you guys. It really is. Sometimes I don't know how to explain it. It just, you hit me to the core, and I've said this before, but I think about you often, and you're in my prayers, and I make notes, and there'll be times that I went to the dentist actually today, so I'm talking to you with clean teeth now. I feel like I can extra smile, but I did. I went to the dentist today, and I was actually laying there in the chair, and the gal, one of the first things she said was, what channel do you want to watch? And I'm like, you know, because you go everywhere now, and there's media and technology everywhere, and I'm like, you know, I'm really fine with nothing. And I think she was surprised by that. So all I heard was the cleaning part, you know, and so you could hear the drill and you know, she put the mint, you know, cleaning toothpaste and all that on me, and she'd floss, and it was just kind of mesmerizing, as in relaxation, you know. I was just kind of in my groove, and I was sitting there thinking about you all going, I cannot wait to chat with my girls. I want to be there with you and partnering beside you. And so being able to do that is just, yes. And so today we're going to jump in on the art of fitness. And we're going to kind of do a couple things with this. You may say, oh, where are we going on this one? But hang on to your hats, because I think it'll really start to grow on you, this thought. I really want it to be deeper than fitness. So let's open up with this quote by John F. Kennedy. He says, physical fitness is not only one of the most important keys to a healthy body, it is the basis of dynamic and creative intellectual activity. Ooh, it is the basis of dynamic and creative intellectual activity. Do you feel dynamic? Do you feel creative when you exercise? Maybe. I know when I started exercising with my fitness, and I was, I used a stability ball. Have you ever used a stability ball? Well, try and do some things on it when you're not really coordinated and you're trying to work your balance, you know, and your core is not quite there. You find yourself, you are rolling all over the place. I can remember when I first got it years and years and years ago. And now I use it to sit on. I actually sit on it sometimes when I chat and record my podcast specifically for you. So, you know, it's interesting how things can change and that the dynamic of things, the creativeness can come out of you through intellectual activity of fitness. So John F. Kennedy says it really, really well. In reading it, I wanted to go a little bit deeper because I wanted to look at the definition of fitness. How many of you all have actually looked up the definition of fitness? We all kind of have our maybe even a slang of what we think fitness is. And when I read this and brought it down to all different areas, which we're going to cover here, I was really amazed and very intrigued by the definition of it itself because you can take fitness, the word fitness itself, so much further, okay? Number one, we all know one of the definitions, and that is the state of being fit. Okay, well, that we can deal with, right? Okay, that's easy. Now, let's look at it from the biological aspect of things. Oh, yes, we're going to get scientific here. Okay, one way, A, is the degree of adaptation of an organism to its environment, determined by its genetic constitution. Whoa, did you know we were going to science class today? I read that and I was like, okay, I got to read it like five more times to digest that. There's a lot there. Now think about this. B, this is another one under biology, okay? The ability of an organism to produce viable offspring capable of surviving to the next generation. And you thought you had pressure? I mean, think about it. Fitness, just the word. I mean, the ability of an organism to produce viable offspring that's going to survive to the next generation, man, that's deep. Now, we can take it even further, okay? We've gone to the basic, okay? We've gone to the biological side of things. Now, let's take it to fitness into medicine. This is going to ring true probably more of what you're thinking fitness is all about. The state or condition of being physically sound and healthy, especially as the result of exercise and proper nutrition. So that one combines exercise and proper nutrition within the word actually as fitness, okay? Now here's another one, a state of general mental and physical well-being. Okay, a lot of people, you could probably relate to that. Yeah, it's well-being, health and wellness, okay? Fitness is health and wellness. And here's one last one, the state of being suitably adapted to an environment. Let's try that one again. The state of being suitably adapted to an environment. And you're like, okay, well, what's all this? Well, the question comes to really is, do you have the art of fitness? Where are you in the art of fitness? And you're like, well, I don't know, because you just read me those definitions and now I'm confused. I thought I was just getting up in the morning and doing exercises. Well, that's kind of a portion of it. But the key word that jumped out to me in reading all of this is the word adaptation. Ugh, yeah. We look at fitness, okay? And if we look at it through the eyes of adaptation, where are you in being able to adapt to your environment? Where are you as a mom being able to handle the stresses that come your way as a mom? You know, I remember telling a story on one of the podcasts, the milk explosion. Okay, nothing like milk explosions in the morning. It can really ruin the day. Not only do you have to really clean it up because that stuff sticks to everything, it destroys your day. It just downhill from there, right? The stresses of just getting them ready and off to school and picking them up and their activities, adaptation. Where are you in your fitness? Where are you in your career and in what you're doing, your adaptation? How quickly can you adapt to that environment, the stresses that are thrown at you? Maybe you're a physician, a nurse, and you're practicing and you're always under stress, okay, because you're dealing with someone's life. I mean, that's expected. You could be a firefighter. You could be an EMT or a paramedic, a dentist. Any of that, you're dealing with someone's life. Now, obviously, there's various ranges of life-threatening situations here that we're dealing with, but it's still, there's a stress. Where's your fitness and the adaptation portion of it? You see, sometimes I think we look at fitness as going, oh, it's about looking good on Oxygen magazine. I want to look like her. Or, oh, have you seen this Facebook page? Oh my gosh, she's, if only I could have her body again. And oh, those thighs. And remember the thigh gap? Have you ever heard of the thigh gap? Yeah, people are talking about that. That goes even into our teenagers. So if you have teens or up and coming teens, beware of the discussion about thigh gaps. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to gain the space between their legs. Not healthy. Some of us, it's genetics. And other of us, we're never going to have it. So it doesn't have to be there. But teens are looking at that. So what are you looking at? The art of fitness. What's drawing you to? Why are you working out? Are you working out because you're trying to prove something to someone else? Or are you trying to be the best mental and physically fit individual to be able to adapt to your environment that you're given? What about adaptation to your husband, to your spouse, to your significant other, the one you love most? What about that? Ooh, the art of fitness. Are you doing, what you're doing for fitness? Is it because you're taking care of you, being of sound mind, body, and spirit? Or is it the comparison trap as you're looking and going, I got to do this because I think he wants me like this. Or, oh, I think I need to be doing this because she looks like that. And we're good friends and I got to look at least that good, if not better. Is it those Instagram pictures that kind of grab you and you're like, ugh, why can't I look like that? Five babies later, that kangaroo pouch won't go away. My legs just don't look like they used to. Or maybe it's that now you're a grandma. Oh, yes. And gravity has more than taken over, okay? And you want to blame it on gravity, but you're like, I'm too young. I'm a grandma, but I'm still too young to feel this old or feel like I look this old. You see, sometimes I think we look at the art of fitness the wrong way. Jim Rohn says it very well. I love this quote from him. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. You see, the art of fitness is truly caring for oneself. It's self-love or self-care. Now, we're not talking about self-absorption or being selfish, okay? There is truly a difference, okay? I know for me, as a woman who is, I mean, it is built into me to serve, to give to others all the time. And I am very easy to say yes, 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 yes. And no does not come out of my mouth very often. I've had to learn that, to say no, okay? And I've also had to learn to understand that I don't have to say yes to everything. And it's okay to say no because I need my time. You see, I always put everybody first. But what happened is, over time, my fitness began to fail. My art of fitness was just way out of whack. There was no balance. There was no harmony. There was nothing working right. And it wasn't about self-absorption, but I looked at like if I was taking care of myself, that was a bad thing. And that's not the case. You have to take care of you through self-love, through self-care in order to give to others. The art of fitness is caring for one's self. Where are you in that journey right now? If you were to look at yourself right now in the mirror, what would you see? And I want you to be honest with yourself. Now, if you're driving, be careful, okay? If you're running, you can look in the mirror later when you take a shower, okay? But when you look at yourself and you see your reflection, I want you to be honest with yourself. Where is your art of fitness? Where are you either letting yourself down? Okay. Maybe it's something that you don't like. Maybe it's something you want to change, but you really weren't sure and you're not sure how to go about it. You've tried things, but it doesn't work. Now, remember, the art of fitness is just not what? We're not talking about just exercise here. Remember, it's a state of general mental and physical well-being. Being able to adapt to your environment. Are you physically fit? Are you able to adapt to your environment? Think about it. Okay, so take a firefighter, for example. Oh, yeah. They need to be mentally and physically fit. Their art of fitness is huge. Because if not, not only are their lives in trouble and in jeopardy, but they are jeopardizing other people. So they really have to be on their game in the mental toughness, okay, in the physical aspect of it, the physical realm. Because if not, they can't do their job. Are they able to adapt to their environment? Think about it. A hot fire versus going and doing an ice dive rescue. Two totally different things. Are you adapting to your environment through your fitness, the art of fitness? Yeah, it's a lot to take in, I know. But when you start to dig deeper, you start to look at it differently. And it's not just about, oh, I got to do 20 push-ups, and then I've got to do 10 squats, and then I've got to do this, and I've got to make sure I get my 3-mile run in, and then I've got to do this. And I've got to do it every day. Why? Because she's doing it, and she looks like that, and I'm going to do it just like that. The thing is that's not you. You are you. You need to look in that mirror. And you need to be honest about yourself. No infomercials. I don't want you to look at those infomercials. The ones that, yeah, okay, I'm telling you right now, they touch them up, okay? The pictures are done. Now, not all the time, but they will. They'll darken some areas to make some abs stand out. I mean, come on. It's technology. They want you to look good. You've heard the whole thing about the Cindy Crawford thing, okay? I'm sure. If not, go Google it. You'll know. And about whether as she is a model and how they had some, that the pictures have come out and now it's come back saying that they were touched up to look bad. Okay? So what really is real? Well, only you know. We're talking about real life, real living, real results. The art of fitness for you, what is it? It's your environment, your adaptation that you're looking at. It's your fitness, being mentally and physically capable of adapting in your environment. And you say, you know what, Christine, this sounds great. You know, now it sounds like, oh gosh, for fitness, it goes a little bit deeper than just going to the gym. Yes, it does, because it's health and wellness. It's your whole self looking at you holistically, your mind, body, and your spirit. The art of fitness takes on a whole different meaning when you start to break it down. So that's what I want you to do today. Mwah! Here's your kiss. Okay, and this was kind of, I wouldn't say it's a big kiss, but it's a fun kiss, and it's this. I want you to have your M&Ms. You're like, yes, I can eat candy. No, you cannot. Okay, well, maybe if it's really dark, dark chocolate, you can. A little bit at a time, okay? Not a lot. I could eat the whole bag. But I want you to have your M&Ms. That's movement and motivations, okay? That's where I want your focus to be, is to have your M&Ms. The art of fitness. Remember, it's caring for oneself. And you say, okay, I'm all in. I want to have my M&Ms. How do I do it? Simply this. You're going to do one movement, one motivation a day. That's it. One movement, one motivation a day. And you're like, okay. So you're going to pick it. Let's say you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, this little, you know, buttocks here is not looking real good. So I'm going to start squatting. I'm starting with that. Squats are great. Now, if you're going to do squats, make sure you sit back in your heels. Sorry, personal trainer coming out at me, but you got to sit back. Okay. Sit back. If you've never done squats before, hold on, balance something. Okay. So you can do them right. The idea is not how many you can do, but proper form. Really keep that core tight. Okay. So maybe you start with squats. Maybe it's that, Christine, I haven't even moved. I go to work. And I come home and I cook dinner and I sit on the couch and I go to bed. But I'm up on my feet all day, but I really don't like move. So it's intentional movement, intentional M&Ms, okay, is what you're looking at. So maybe for you, it's walking. You're just going to walk. And your thing is you're going to go to the grocery store and you're going to park further away and you're going to walk in, okay? You're going to start there. Maybe it's taking your favorite song and you're going to listen to it twice. You're going to walk for it till it ends, and you're going to walk back to your house, okay? Simple, okay? Keep it simple strategy, okay? This is not to overwhelm you, but you're being very intentional about it. It is that self-care, that self-love, the art of fitness, all right? One movement, one day. The next day comes, you can add a movement or do the same movement, okay? And it's what you can do for your body, all right? your motivation part of it is, well, number one, if you're listening to the podcast, there you go. You've got your motivation, I hope. You're learning something new. You're accelerating yourself. Maybe you do devotionals in the morning. That's your motivation. Maybe you haven't done it and you want to do it. So guess what? Put it in the bathroom. Seriously, put it by the toilet, okay? Find a safe place that it won't get wet on, okay? If you have little kids especially, all right? So put it somewhere where you can go, and when you're there, then you've got it, okay? If you take your phone with you, put your devotions that on your phone, okay? Buy that book, spend that extra time. The art of fitness is huge. Your health and well-being is your lifeline. Okay? It truly is. You want to be able to adapt to your environment. And I know you can do this. I know you can have your M&Ms every day. M&Ms are awesome. Okay? So that's what I want you to go do. I want you to have your M&Ms. I want you to have one movement and one motivation a day. That's it. You can do this. All right? Because the art of fitness is caring for oneself. Remember, as Jim Rohn put it, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. I love you so very much. We went a little longer today, but it's because I truly do care for you. And I want you to look at fitness differently because you matter. I want you to go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so much. We'll see you on the other side. Blessing, hugs, and love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.